I would say his boy is favors his
father. Favors his father? Okay. If the boy acted like his father, would you say that the boy what? His father.
Well, he sure got weave.
Uh-huh.
Like his father.
Okay, fine. What do you call a woman that helps at childbirth?
Midwife.
Midwife? Okay. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? You know, like if a guy came in from the city out here, and you know, would you have any uncomplimentary terms for him?
Well, no, no. That's not if I know him, invite him in. If I don't know him, make him welcome.
Uh-huh. Well, this would be, you know, probably someone you didn't know, you know, who was just from a city and didn't know how, you know.
First thing I'd do, I'd meet him.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Shake his hand.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a person from the city might use to refer to someone who lives out in the country? I mean, it's not necessarily a term that you would use, but just, you know, one that someone else might use.
Well, what you mean, I don't know now. I use a country mom.
All right.
Yeah, that's about all right.
Okay. Fine. How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
You mean, speaking of Negro? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
that'd be
Negro.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. I guess you and I both know that there are some words that some people might use to refer to members of your race that you wouldn't like.
Yeah.
Could you tell me?
Well, they got a word some of them call nigger.
Uh-huh.
And I think anybody can be a nigger.
Okay. Well, thank you. How do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
Well, we always call them white men, but some people call them crackers.
Okay.
But they're not ever one of crackers.
Uh-huh.
They study your history.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call a person something insulting. What would you say? Or would you say cracker or something like that?
Well, that'd be about the only thing.
Okay.
I'd know to see. If I was going to insult them, that's something I don't do. But
okay. Well, thank you.
Some of them does.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just what we want to know. Let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about?
Angry?
Okay. Suppose you had been working very hard all day, and by nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
Okay. You might say that the nurse at school sent the girl home early because the girl was what? She wasn't.
Say that. Say how you say that now?
Well, suppose the nurse at school sent the girl home early, and she would say that the girl was what? I mean, if
she wasn't naughty or something like that, or she just tired. She could have been sick.
Sick? Yeah, that's what I want. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, if a person has a feeling, well, down here, and you might say that he feels sick, what?
In the stomach.
In the stomach? Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?